It's The Fake Show, live from Studio G, inside Jim Tofty's palatial estate, starring Jim Tofty and Kendall Tenney. Today's special guest is Downton Abbey actress Leslie Nichol, who, as it turns out, can't cook.
I've been looking forward to this interview for quite some time. English actress Leslie Nichol, probably best known for her starring role as Mrs. Patmore on the PBS drama Downton Abbey. She trained at the prestigious Guildhall School of Music and Drama. Leslie has done a ton of work on the British stage and on several British television series, along with some American shows like Raising Hope and most recently Hot in Cleveland. She's on the phone right now. It's Leslie Nichol.
Leslie, how are you this morning?
Hello, Jim. I'm good, thank you.
Such a pleasure.
How are you?
Fantastic, and such a pleasure to talk with you. We're all such huge Downton Abbey fans around here.
That's what I like to hear.
And Hot in Cleveland, how did this role come to you?
Well, what happened was I came out to the U.S. in August, as I've done for the last few years. My husband and I spend the hiatus between August and February in the States. So we came out in August to L.A. My U.S. agent said, we've got you a role in Hot in Cleveland. And I didn't know the show at that point, but then he said the words Betty White, and I nearly fainted with joy, because who doesn't love Betty
right.
White? And she does not disappoint. Good Lord, she's amazing. And, of course, the girls as well, Val and Wendy and Jane, are really, really nice, really good fun. And it's one of the friendliest sets there is. They were just fun, lovely, great people to be with.
You are such a scene stealer on Downton Abbey, and but this is for sure. You are not quite as talented a chef as Mrs. Patmore in the kitchen.
This is true. Yes.
Who prepares the food that you end up preparing? Is there a food, you know, a designer or somebody?
There is, absolutely. Yeah, there's a stylist who does a lot of this work in TV and film. She knows kind of historically what people would be eating at that time, and she can do anything from little nibbly things that go up to great big elaborate dinners. You know, they arrive and you look at them and you think, well, that looks amazing. When you actually look at it close, you don't always think you'd want to eat it necessarily, because it's often like, and you think, no, that would be horrible. But they do look amazing, yeah. And I don't have anything to do with it.
I know that you you ended up going to the, I believe it's pronounced Guildhall School of Drama,
yes,
which led to a career on stage. And then how did that transition into the many TV roles that you had in the UK?
I started, you're right, the first few years were mainly theatre, and I was very frustrated because I was desperate to do some TV. But when you get into this particular world, you know, you're not in charge of the timing of anything. So it came when it came, and gradually I started getting small roles on TV, and then it kind of reversed itself, and I was doing more TV than some theatre. It's just bizarre. That's the way it is. You can very seldom plan anything. It comes when it comes. One of the things I love, having done this job for like 40 years, I suppose, is the diversity of it. It's never one thing. It's lots of different things, you know, and that's, I'm lucky, very, very lucky.
Well, and obviously, television is good in the UK. It's, the proof is that we steal so many of your shows and put them on over here. We change the cast. And
yes, that's true. Yeah, do we not do it the other way around? I think we do. I think we probably steal the odd thing from you. I'm sure we do.
It must have occurred to you the first time Downton Abbey had become a hit over there. Were you surprised at how much we embraced it over here in the States?
Yes. I mean, yes, we were definitely surprised. You've got a kind of small loyal audience here who would probably watch PBS and enjoy British drama and watch BBC America, but it's quite small. It's not across the whole demographic, and this has done that. This seems to appeal to different ages, really. Like, I talked to a 10-year-old the other day who loved it. That we didn't expect. I mean, that's been lovely. And the first thing that anybody said to me in the UK and has subsequently said here is, my husband likes it. Because, you know, you expect women to like this kind of thing. But it sort of hooked the guys in as well. And not just the guys who normally watch that kind of stuff, the guys who normally watch football.
That is true. I can attest to that fact. I was surprised at how much I liked it. But then on the other hand, it's a real history lesson because your creator, Julian Fellowes, does such a great job with getting everything so accurately.
Yeah, he does. You're right. And there's a real attempt every day to make sure there are no slip-ups. We have a historical advisor, Alistair Bruce, on set all the time for that very reason. So, yeah, you're right. Julian writes it very accurately. But if there are any questions about behaviour, or it could be any number of things that we don't really know, we ask Alistair and he puts us right. So we do try and keep it, 100% if possible.
Well, and you know, it's always interesting to see, especially the females on the show in interviews, because you all look so different, the makeup, the hairstyle. Do you get recognized less as a result, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. We were talking about this the other day. We just did a press tour in New York, and Laura, who plays Lady Edith, and I were talking about occasions when we've been out and about with Jim Carter, who plays Mr. Carson, the butler. And Jim, you can't hide Jim. He's over 6 foot tall. He looks like he looks. He's got that voice. There's no way he can disappear in a crowd.
Yes.
And both of us have been out with Jim in the real world and been totally, well, I say overlooked. We don't mind at all. But basically, I was pushed aside by some women on a railway station when I was with Jim because they wanted to get to Jim. And it wasn't because they didn't like me. It was they had no clue who I was.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. But, we have the joy of wearing makeup, so we can look a bit different. But Jim is right there, stuck with him.
Now, it's obvious what a huge show this is. You've had so many incredible guest stars. Have you had any scenes with some of these people, like Shirley MacLaine or Paul Giamatti?
No, I managed to miss out on all of these. It's been a shame because a lot of my stuff is in the kitchen. But I did meet Shirley MacLaine, I did meet Paul Giamatti, but I didn't get to work with them. And I only, for the first time in this season that you're about to see, did I do my first scene with Maggie Smith, because normally, she's one firmly upstairs and I'm downstairs. That was a first.
That's fantastic. Yeah. In some ways, this show reminds me of Brideshead Revisited, which had Jeremy Irons and other great cast members. Do you see that similarity?
I'll tell you, I loved Brideshead. My family, we used to love that show, and it was very well respected. And when we first started season one of Downton, that was my main goal, I suppose, because people said, did you know it was going to be a huge hit? Well, nobody did. But I know in the back of my mind, I was thinking, because it looked marvelous, I was looking at it on the monitors thinking, God, that looks beautiful, it's well invented.
Right.
It looks very good, but you do not know until it goes out in front of an audience. You just don't. If it could be anywhere close, beloved as Brideshead was, I'd be really thrilled and honoured. And it seems to have done that and some.
And Julian Fellowes, do you see this continuing for several more seasons? What has he told you about that?
We are told every year, we do it year by year, and we make a season and then it goes out in front of the public and then they make a decision. Sort of around now, actually, they've just made the decision to do season 6. I'm going to go back to England. So all we ever know is one at a time.
Well,
what will happen after that?
Leslie, congratulations on all of your success. And we're so glad that there will be yet another season after this one that's coming up, and continued good luck. And it was just so great talking to you.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Mrs. Patmore herself from Downton Abbey. It's actress Leslie Nichol. You can catch it Sunday nights on PBS. By the way, Kendall Tenney says me watching Downton Abbey compares to him getting a recent pedicure. I couldn't agree more.
The Fake Show is filmed in front of a live studio audience in one of the bedrooms of Jim Tofty's house. Any similarities between the show and Meet the Press are on purpose. Until next time, I'll miss me.